Hello, my name is Tanaka Jima, and I am a program manager on the MSIX team on Windows. And today I want to talk about how you can package your existing desktop applications as an MSIX in Visual Studio. For those of you that may not know, MSIX is our modern packaging technology that we've created for all Windows applications. And we have made it such that you can move for your existing application experience forward and take advantage of the more modern applications and features that are in Windows 10. So let's have a look at how you can take your existing desktop application in Visual Studio and package it as an MSIX and why you'd want to think about doing so. So why would you move your existing desktop application to MSIX? Well, with MSIX, we've provided a way for you to modernize your existing desktop application with new Windows features and APIs that I'll mention in a little bit. In addition to that, you also get an easy way to update your application packages regardless of how you're distributing your application. So whether you're distributing that your application from the web or you're distributing it from the Microsoft Store or from using other mechanisms within your enterprise, we provide an easy way for you to update your application. In addition to that, you can take your existing app catalog, regardless of whether you are developing a Windows Forms app or a WPF application or some other Win32 application, and we support bringing that application to MSIX. So we have tried to make it as easy as possible and to make it very accommodating in terms of the applications that we support and how you can move your package to MSIX. MSIX provides a declarative packaging format. And with that, we can ensure that applications that are packaged as MSIX have reliable install and uninstall. For install, we usually see about a 99.96 success rate for application packages. Compared to previous installs we've had, such as MSI, that success rate is more around the 70 to 80% range. So we see a much higher success rate for installing your application when it's packaged as an MSIX. For uninstall, we also provide a reliable uninstall mechanism, and that ensures that installers won't leave behind any bits on the OS, resulting in things such as WinRot, where the computer slows down in the long run. So we make sure that we provide a better experience for your end users when you're deploying your applications as an MSIX package. Packaging your application as an MSIX enables you to take advantage of new features and APIs in the operating system. For example, you can take advantage of Share, the Share API, where your application can register as a Share target or as a Share source. In addition to that, you can also take advantage of notifications and push notifications and toast notifications in the operating system. You can also take advantage of background tasks and a lot of other APIs that you wouldn't have access to without being an MSIX package. So packaging as MSIX is a great way to open up your application to a world of new features and APIs that you may not otherwise have been able to take advantage of. And so now that we've had a look at MSIX and why you'd want to package your application as an MSIX, let's go over into Visual Studio and we can look at how simple it is for you to take your existing code and then package it as an MSIX package. So what I have here in Visual Studio is an application called HeadTracks, and it's a very simple application that I made that allows me to view the different people in my organization and the list of people that report to a certain person. So I'm going to run F5 real quick so that you can see what that looks like. So here you see when my application launches, I have a list of people, and I can see the different employees I have and who reports to who. So it's sort of like a hierarchy chart. So now what I want to do is show you how I can take this desktop application and then package it as an MSIX. So first thing I'll do is I'm going to go over to my Solution Explorer, and I want to add a new project to my solution. So I'll come over under Add. I'll say new project, and I'm going to search for the Windows application packaging project. So here you see the Windows Application Packaging Projects. I'm going to select that. And I'll call this HeadTracks MSIX. And here I'll choose the target version, the min version, for my project. So the project that I've added to my solution here is the Windows Application Packaging Project. And it's available in Visual Studio 2017, versions 15.5 and later, and any other subsequent release of Visual Studio. So this includes Visual Studio 2019 and any other versions we'll release in the future. So what I'm using here on my machine is Visual Studio 2019. Now that I've added the packaging project to my solution, the first thing I want to do is I'll go under the application node of the packaging project, and I'm going to add a reference to my desktop application. So I'm going to reference HeadTracks. And this is just saying that this is the application that I want to build as an MSIX. You can also add multiple applications here if your application package is going to have multiple executables. So now that I've added that, I'm going to open something called the Manifest Editor. The Manifest Editor is a great UI feature that we have wherein you can go and declare the different properties of your application. Here in the Packaging tab of the Manifest Editor, I can set the different properties of my MSIX package. So the first row you see is for the package name, and here Visual Studio generated a GUID, and this is specifically for debugging. When I am ready to release my MSIX package or generate a package for release, I will change this name I have here to a more user-friendly name. In addition, you also have the package display name, and this is what users will see when your package is deployed on a machine. Then we have the version, and that's a specific version of the application, of the build of the application that I'm generating. And below that, there's a publisher row, and the publisher row essentially points to a specific certificate on the box that I'm going to use to sign my MSIX packet. The reason you should sign your MSIX package is that we use the signature in the package to vouch for the integrity of the bits and the contents in a given MSIX package. And you cannot successfully install an MSIX package on a machine if the package is not trusted with a cert, is not signed with a trusted cert on the specific box. And below that, I also have a publisher display name and a package family name. So now that I've added my packaging project, I'm going to go to the Visual Assets tab of my package. And here I want to specify a given asset that Visual Studio will use to generate the different asset sizes required for MSIX packaging. So I'm going to go under Source, and I will go grab a specific image that I have. So I'm going to use this image icon.png to generate other asset sizes for my package. So when I pass it to Visual Studio and I click Generate, Visual Studio then generates all the other sizes required for my application. And Visual Studio has generated the different asset sizes that I need for my application. So now that I have kind of configured my package using the Manifest Editor, what I can do now is actually set it as the packaging, as the startup project in Visual Studio. And so what this does is it now builds from the context of the packaging project. And if I run this, what Visual Studio does is it takes the packaging project and then deploys that on my machine for debugging. And so this way you can debug your application as if it were deployed as an MSIX package. So before you actually generate the package from Visual Studio, you can try your application to see how it's how it works, and you can add new features or test existing features. So once this is built, you can see here my application seems to be working just fine. And if we switch over to Task Manager, I want to point out the package name of my application. So here in Task Manager, you can see that my application HeadTrax is running with a package name of HeadTrax MSIX. So this shows that my application from Visual Studio is running as it would as an MSIX package. If my application wasn't running as an MSIX package, it wouldn't have this package name attribute. So I'm going to move over back to Visual Studio. And now that I've tested my application, I've debugged and seen that everything seems to work fine, what I want to do is actually generate an MSIX package. And this part is actually very simple. In as little as 5 or 6 clicks, you can generate an MSIX package using the packaging project. So I'm going to go back to my package. And first thing I want to do is I want to update my package name to something more user-friendly because I'm done debugging. So I'm going to call that the package name HeadTrax MSIX as well. And I'll save that. And what I'll do now is right-click on the node of my packaging project, and I'm going to go under Publish. So in this submenu, I have Publish, but if you're using older versions of Visual Studio, you may see a different submenu, and in other versions, it's actually the submenu entitled Store. So you may have a little bit of a different workflow in older versions of Visual Studio. But in this case, I'm using Publish. And I'm going to go on to Create App Packages. I don't want to publish to the store, so I'm going to select Site Loading. And if you want to publish this package to the store, you can also use the store route, and that will create the different artifacts that you need to submit to the Microsoft Store. So under Site Loading, I don't need automatic updates in this case, so I'm just going to move forward. And I'm going to say yes to signing, and I'll select a signing certificate and say yes to that. Here you see that I'm also prompted to supply a timestamp server URL. Timestamp server URLs are important in cases where you sign your MSIX package with a cert that is valid today, and then later on in the future, your cert may expire, and that you may run into issues as a result of that. But when you use a timestamp server URL, when you sign your package with a cert that is valid today, even if it expires later on in the future, it avoids complications on the road. So we encourage using a timestamp server URL. So I have one that I'm going to copy over. And then I'll click Next. And for this, I'm going to bump up my version to version 1.0.0. And you see here it asks me whether to generate an application bundle or not. I don't need an application bundle in this case, so I'm going to say no. And an application bundle, an MSIX bundle, it makes it possible for you to put together different packages in one artifact that we call an MSIX bundle. So, for example, you can take a package that targets x86 and x64, and then you can bundle that as an MSIX bundle, and that way you only have to distribute one artifact. In this case, I'm only going to go with x64 for this demo, and I'll choose the release version since I want to deploy this to my machine, and I'll say create. So once I hit create, Visual Studio then builds my desktop application packages and package it as an MSIX using the different values that I've specified. So let's give that a second to finish generating the package. And now it's generated the package and it's provided the output location. So if I navigate out to that, here I have the directory with my MSIX package. So it's HeadTrax 1.0.0. I'm going to double click the MSIX package. And what pops up is this app installer UI that handles the installation of MSIX packages. And here you can see that it highlights my application is trusted. It highlights information about who the publisher is and the version of the application. And it also mentions the different capabilities that my application is using. So I'm going to go ahead and install. So there you have it. I was able to add the Windows Application Packaging Project to my desktop application solution. And once I did that, I was able to use a manifest editor to configure the different properties of my package. And once I was done there, I was able to debug from Visual Studio to see how my application runs as an MSIX. And once I was okay with how my application was working and I validated that everything was fine, I was able to then generate the MSIX package that I need in as little as 5 or 6 clicks. And so we've tried to make it as simple as possible for you to take your existing desktop application and package it as an MSIX in Visual Studio. So once you have your MSIX package, you can distribute that package using the different mechanisms that you use today. If you're distributing app on the web, you can still distribute MSIX on the web. You can distribute it within your enterprise, and you can also distribute it within Microsoft Store. And so we've opened up the different ways in which you can distribute your MSIX package, and there are no limitations around the distribution sources that we support. So MSIX is the deployment technology going forward, and you can take your Windows applications and move them over to MSIX and take advantage of all the new features, new APIs, and the new deployment and packaging experience that we have. And so here are some resources that you can take advantage of to learn more about MSIX and get involved with the MSIX community. So the first link is a link to our documentation homepage, and you can go there to learn more about MSIX and the different features we have. The second link is a link to our tech community where you can visit for any questions you have about MSIX and also to provide feedback. And then the third link is a link to a DevOps sample that we have showing how you can take advantage of Azure pipelines in your MSIX build pipeline. And so we'll take a look at that as well in a future episode. I think I'm a tabs guy, just because it's less typing. So I think I'll say tabs. On that note, though, there's an interesting episode in Silicon Valley where they actually have that debate, and it kind of gets pretty heated. So if you haven't yet, go check that out. Thanks again for watching. I hope you enjoyed the show and you're able to learn quite a bit about MSIX. And so go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. And I hope you look forward to our future episodes of Tabs vs. Spaces. Cheers.